Hi everybody, welcome to another Chats with Chaudhry. I hope you're safe and well. It's a glorious sunny morning here in Surrey. It's very bright, a bit fresh. And I'm delighted to be joined by Claire Beddoes, who is the Senior Medical Innovation and Research Consultant at Cambridge Design Partnerships. And today we're going to be talking about the current challenges and future opportunities in drug delivery, which is a really hot topic. So, Claire, it's lovely to meet you. Belated Happy New Year's. People say to me, should you really be saying Happy New Year 2 weeks into the year? But I always think if I haven't seen someone and it's January, I should say Happy New Year. So I hope you had a lovely break.
Yes, I did. Thank you. Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah.
Fantastic. And where are you calling in from today?
So I'm just north of Cambridge today.
And it looks like the sun is shining on you as well.
It is. It's really lovely, actually. Yeah, the frost is melting. It's glorious.
Fantastic. And there you go. You get weather report people as well as just learning about drug deliveries. Right. So before we start talking about drug delivery, perhaps you could give viewers who are not familiar with Cambridge Design Partnership or CDP as we'll call it, a quick overview of the business and also your own role as well.
Sure. So, Cambridge Design Partnership, we are an end-to-end innovation partner, and we work across global brands and also startups. And we are involved in building breakthrough products and services. And we take that from insights to ideas, through to prototypes, through to production, all the way to early stage manufacturing. And we're really about bringing innovation to life. It means that I get to work with some amazing people across multi disciplines. We've got scientists, we've got human factors engineers, we've got insight specialists, we've got manufacturing engineers, quality engineers, mechanical engineers, huge software, electronics. So I get to work in really exciting teams, and we work all the way across consumer space, healthcare space, and also industrial. So we're really collaborative with our clients, hence the name partnership. We're very people-centered. And actually, our ownership model is innovative as well. We are 100% owned by our employees. So we've got an incredibly open culture and really committed to everybody's success. So it's a great place.
Fantastic. And your role itself, so what does that entail?
So my role, I work in our insights team. So right at the sort of defining what the unmet needs are around products, working with our designers through to concepts. So I work primarily in the healthcare sector. So I've specialised in drug delivery, which is what we're talking about today, and really sort of understanding, yeah, what do our products and services need to do?
Brilliant. And so you are the right person to talk about drug delivery. So let's start this. So my very first question, a very basic question though, is what do we actually mean by drug delivery and what forms does that take?
Sure. So, in its sort of basic form, it's really how do we get drug products into patients? So it can be, think oral tablets. It can be inhalers. Huge space. Think diabetes. The insulin pens that people use on a daily basis. Huge breakthrough innovation. Right the way through to auto injectors. Think EpiPen for emergency use. Think rheumatoid arthritis drugs, patients with self-injecting, infusion pumps, whether that's in hospital use or in home use. So it's really a way of getting drug product into patients. We shouldn't forget topical creams as well,
Right.
and nasal. So any way that you might interact with a drug to deliver it into the patient, that's the space that we work in.
Right. Okay. Well, now you said you work obviously collaboratively with lots of different people across the industry. So what keeps formulation device teams up at night?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think we've seen a real historic focus in the pharma industry to get drugs into the home setting for patients. I'm talking here primarily about injectable drugs. So instead of having to go into the clinic to get your injection, you can now self-inject at home. And so there's been a huge focus on getting drugs into auto-injector devices that make it incredibly easy and straightforward for patients to take at home. And what we're seeing now is all the other stuff that's left is the complex molecules, things that don't really fit so well into auto-injectors. We're talking large volume drugs. We're talking, sort of over 5 mil. We're talking high viscosity, especially if you try and formulate to reduce your volume, you generally put your viscosity up. So there's
Right.
huge complexity of molecules, and we see options are, okay, well, let's just provide our patients with two or three auto-injectors, which is obviously quite a lot of burden on a patient. You're now expecting them to inject three times on the same day. So we look at, you know, innovations around the large volume devices, the on-body delivery systems, or do we put it into an infusion pump, or do we make the formulations longer acting so patients need to inject less frequently? So we're seeing a huge, you know, innovation into every 2 months, 3 months, even a year, you know, it's hugely long acting formulations. I think that's what keeps them up at night, that sort of conundrum about this sort of balance between large volume and you know, patient experience.
Right. Well, that's talk about patient experience, because obviously if you look at the consumer sector, then it's all about the customer experience. So now, do you think pharma companies are looking at the consumer world and sort of trying to relate that to patient experience, and, you know, whether that's through a physical or digital experience? Now, what have you seen in that space recently in terms of trying to improve that patient experience right now?
Yeah, I think there's a huge interest in this currently. I mean, obviously, you know, the difference between consumer and patient is that, you know, you're a consumer, you can walk into a store and you can choose your product. So you can choose whether you're iPhone or Android phone. You have a choice. Patients didn't choose to have this condition. They generally don't choose the drug. There may be other comorbidities, there may be other drugs that narrows the field of drug product available to them. But those patients are consumers in other parts of their lives. And the amazing experiences that we have now as consumers, people expect from their medication, quite rightly. And pharma realize that and are hugely committed to building better patient experiences, you know, redefining patient experiences. And so, you know, we've seen that across, we're seeing that now across digital, whether it's connecting the device itself. But it's more than just the device, it's a whole experience to design around that device for the patient. It's, you know, and the physical packaging and the information that's provided to the consumer, the patient, is a huge part of that. So we look at how do we guide the patient through the whole process? How do we inform them of the benefits of connectivity? So we need to ensure that, you know, we spent a huge amount of time and money developing this beautifully connected device. We need to make sure that people actually use it in the way that it's intended, and the whole sort of physical form around that can do a huge amount to guide the patient through that step by step and give them that experience that you get when you unpack a new consumer electronic product, for example. So we are doing a huge amount of work in that, and you know, it's really exciting space to be in currently.
Yeah, well, like, because you mentioned that, and I remember someone telling me patient compliance is actually one of the key things, though, isn't it? Because trying to get patients to follow the regime they've been set and take the drugs at a regular time, you know, when they need to, and remind them to do that is quite important, isn't it? And I think that's where digital has come in with apps and so on to help patients from that point of view.
Yeah, I mean, digital, you know, we find now everybody's working on digital in the pharma space, you know, but nobody really knows what to do with it yet. Yes, there's a huge promise in adherence and compliance, and helping patients, you know, stick to a regimen. So whether that's a reminder app, or you know, sort of helping track whether they've taken their injection. But you know, we're very busy at the minute helping our clients really work out where the best fit is in that whole patient experience for digital, because there's so many different things to consider when you're developing a digital offering. So, you know, we need to consider who's it for, what data are you going to collect on your device, what form is that data going to be presented in, who to, is it just for the patient, or are you providing it to the clinician? Does a clinician even want it? They're very busy people. What form do they want it in? What actions do you want that data to drive? You know, what do you want to change about the patient behavior or the clinician information? And how do you, if you are providing it to the clinicians, how are you going to integrate it with the existing healthcare IT systems That's a huge issue. Data security, we also hear about that all the time, don't we? Hugely sensitive data potentially going out of the patient's home. And will your solution be classed as a medical device, you know, software as a medical device? We quite often see people back away from that, but then you just end up with a bit of a vanilla app that all it does is say it's injection day tomorrow. And how do you maintain engagement, right? So that, you know, where does digital fit? There's a huge opportunity in onboarding patients and sort of, you know, reassuring them, okay, you've had this diagnosis. What else can the app provide? Lots of information about your condition, maybe some support networks, maybe, you know, chat rooms, you know, huge potential onboarding and training. But once somebody's been injecting for 6 months, 12 months, are they just going to drop off and stop using your connected device that you're still providing to them? You know, that app needs maintaining and it needs ways to take that patient through their whole journey. So it's a huge potential to personalize the experience through digital. So I think you know, it's hugely exciting, hugely interesting, but people are still grappling with, like you say, where does it fit? What is the value? And you know, the answer is not one size fits all. It really depends on the patient population, the condition, you know, and what else is that patient dealing with on a daily basis? Do they even want to be reminded that they're ill?
Yeah, you know? No, that's a good point. I mean, especially when you think of some of the, without trying to get ageist about this, but you know, if you think there are different generations are going to react to using digital in very different ways. I think of my own parents who are in their 80s and 90s, and you know, they're not digital savvy no matter how much they try, and it's not through any fault of their own. And so it's not so easy to use the digital apps and have access and understand what's going on with that point of view, isn't it? Whereas obviously if you're a younger age group, then that'd be relatively easily.
Expectation there, and that's brings us quite nicely back to that whole consumer experience. You know, when we're looking at where does digital fit and the physical and the digital, somebody told me the other day it's called phygital, which I've never heard of.
Phygital, right.
And that sort of interaction, we need to be sure that we provide your parents a great experience, whether they interact with the digital part of it or not.
Sure.
It can't switch fully yet to entirely digital. We have to make sure that generation get the help and the brilliant experience, whether they engage with the app or not. So that's where we come back to the physical part of the journey then as well.
Right. Now, obviously, the pandemic has been with us the last couple of years. So what's been the long-term impact of the pandemic on the drug delivery industry?
I mean, obviously the sort of short answer to that is the vaccines. I mean, you know, huge, huge amount of work, huge, brilliant work around vaccines. But that brings with it a huge amount of challenges around, you know, the cold chain issues that we saw with some of the vaccines that need, you know, very, very careful refrigeration. And that brings in huge challenges in countries where, you know, the logistics of getting those vaccines out with that cold chain. So we're seeing, you know, huge amount of research into how can we solve that. But I think wider ranging, you know, clinics had to stop, you know, I certainly had to do a lot of my patient research online, and talking to those patients, all of their appointments had gone online. You know, even the older generation had to get used to Zoom calls with
sure.
their clinician. So I think, you know, the question is, will it stay like that? And if it does stay like that, will we see drugs that have primarily sort of remained in the clinic, although there was a huge promise, say oncology, you know, even 10 years ago, there's a huge promise that, you know, subcutaneous versions of the oncology drugs could be in the home. We haven't seen that yet, but will that push that class of drugs more into the home setting? And so we'll need some devices, and maybe digital plays a huge role there as well, getting some of those more complex drug regimens at home with patients. Will we see more closed loop systems so that patients don't need to go into their clinic to have their infusion pump research when they need a higher dose, for example. Can we do that? Can we do that remotely? Because I think patients have seen huge benefits in not having to travel, maybe hours.
Sure.
You know, certainly in the States, to see their specialist. So I think, huge opportunity now faces us, I think, through the what we've had to cope with during the pandemic.
Fine. And that leads on actually to my question, a bit of a prediction. What do you see as the sort of big trends for 2022 then within the drug delivery space?
I think we'll continue to see a push towards digital and connecting devices, the patient experience. I think a lot of pharma companies are facing a patent cliff.
Right.
Currently, a lot of the early drugs that went into the home in self-injectable format are coming off patent, like now or very shortly. So we're seeing a huge amount of drive into life cycle management. How can we differentiate our drug from the biosimilars that will be coming through? So I think there's going to be a huge amount around sort of patent management and helping, you know, minimize the impact of that huge patent cliff. So it's a hugely exciting area to be in.
Right. And from a CDP point of view, what can we expect to see from CDP in 2022?
Well, we are expanding all the time. We grew massively over the past 2 years. We've got an exciting move to a new building later this year with new labs and workshops and innovation spaces. And we're looking forward to welcoming our clients back on site and experiencing that new building. We have an amazing team over in the US. We're building that team constantly. So I think a lot of exciting times, a lot of growth. We're adding in a lot of digital, a focus on UI, UX, to help design those patient experiences. So I think, you know, we're just enjoying continuing to collaborate with our clients and building that patient experience.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. So one final question, where can people get more information who'd like to know more about what you do and also look at some of the topics we've covered today?
Sure. So we have a great new website. So you can find us at our website. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to chat all things drug delivery on LinkedIn. And we have a lot of insights articles on our website. So I'd encourage you to hop on there and have a look and find out more.
Brilliant, Claire. Well, that's really been an interesting conversation this morning. It's a really fascinating topic with so much going on. So, and it impacts all of us, no matter what age we are, as we've already covered. So there you go, viewers. If you'd like to know more information, you can check out the links above the video. Also, if you've got any questions for Claire based on what we talked about today around drug delivery, then please feel free to put comments below the video. And also you can message Claire, as she said, on LinkedIn as well. So all that stuff me says, Claire, thank you very much. It's lovely to see you. I wish you a fantastic 2022. Good luck with the office move as well. These can always be stressful, but I'm sure you'll have a fantastic year. Maybe hopefully see you at maybe drug delivery and formulation in Berlin maybe this year as well, if it goes ahead live. So hopefully we can catch up there as well. And viewers, there you go. I hope you found that useful. Check out the website. Have a fantastic 2022. And until next time, as always, stay well and stay safe. Bye-bye.